Hi, this is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
At 7:04 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. I just got that in. I got that legal ID in just on time. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Spades would morph into 13th Floor Elevators. And We Sell Soul. I got off the compilation, Epitaph for a Legend, which was released at first on the Arcania International, International Artist label in 1980 and then re-released on the Get Back label in Italy in 1999. The original release came out in 1965 on the Zero label, and the Liars had a good treatment with this in the mid-90s. Before that, before the Spade, you heard Don French do Goldilocks. It was the B-side to Lonely Saturday Night. It came out in 1959 on the Lancer label. And then we kicked off the set, a very short set, with Frankie Lane and Champion the Wonder Horse. Came out in 1959 on Columbia. Yeah. Anyway. We're past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Show's boarded. Can't take it back. You're stuck with it. If you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to the WMFO website and download the archive. By the good grace of the DMCA, it stays there for 2 weeks. And you can listen to it like, I don't know, last week's Chinese food. Always seems to taste better. You go over to www.wmfo.org. Go over the schedule. And then go over to Thursday and scroll down. And see the last two shows. Okay. Let's get on with it. Coming up is this week's song that everybody knows. A birthday tribute, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. Christ's sake.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop.
Boom, 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 boom.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lolly, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lolly, lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lolly, lollipop.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, my baby lollipop, there you are. Getting sweeter than an apple pie. Now when he does the shaky rock and dance, man, I haven't got a chance. I call him lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Galore.
I'm
must be dreaming.
Come on, baby, let me take you by the hand. Yeah, that sweet thing, oh, let me take you by the hand. Your candy man. Yeah, baby, love your honey loving ways. Yeah, sweet thing, I love your honey loving, your honey loving ways. Oh yeah, just come to me. Oh, let me be all your own candy, your candy, your candy man. Candy kisses every single night. Oh, candy, oh, candy, I'm candy man. Yes, come to me, oh, let me be. All along, candy, your candy man.
Oh yeah, it's 7:26 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This is a public service announcement from the floor walkers here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, what happened was, and somehow I filled up the screen with just the Spinatron playlist, and I cannot access or shrink it so I can access the social media. I feel like I'm doing this alone now. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the second hour, and that's what had me cycling through the talk break bit about 3 or 4 times at the top of the hour. Anyway, if you heard the President's do Candyman, originally released on the Decca label in the UK in 1964, I got off the compilation Rare 60s Beat Treasures Volume 4. Before that, the Strange Loves from 1965 on the Bang label and I Want Candy. And before that, the Cordettes did Lollipop from 1958. on the Cadence label. And before that, the Four Seasons did Candy Girl. That's all going out to Darlene Lacey, who listens to this show, was one of the first person to send me a bump. Other than the rest of you ingrates, I sit here and sweat all night every Thursday evening, and you don't send me a bumper. All you got to do is make a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And you'll be a star, I tell you, a star. You'll be the darling of handfuls and handfuls of Desperate Hours listeners. So happy birthday to Darlene. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This week's song that everybody knows, Dead Man's Curve, came out in 1964 on the Liberty label. And we kicked off the set with Frankie Avalon and Jivin' with the Saints. I know Frankie Avalon is a pretty fair country trumpeter, but they did that a lot. The Ronettes had instrumentals, and I don't think Ronnie Spector was doing anything on them. Maybe she was, I don't know. But anyway, Frankie Avalon and Jivin' with the Saints came out on the Chancellor label in 1957, so he was about a young pup of 16 or 17 then. Coming up in about a half an hour will be The Lounge with Danny and Stephanie. They're going to be doing 1967. I think I know why. These are the Desperate Hours.
I don't know. and through the day and through the night. I yelled at her and she cried. I swore and she lied. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Just what happened to me? I can tell you're not true. Damn in hell with you. And now I know, now I know, now I know, now I know, and now I know, now I know, now I know, now I know, and now I know.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Thank you. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Through the door. She was waiting there for me, with her hair hanging down to her knees. Her name was Sophie. You know I'm gonna love you,
Sophie,
all of the time.
Sophie,
you know I'm gonna love you,
Sophie,
one more time.
Sophie,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sophie.
hour past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. I'm explaining away this last set, next to last set of the evening. Just heard Mickey and the Clean Cuts, another track that the Liars absolutely slayed, and Soapy, originally released on the Recar label in 1964. I got off the compilation Ho Dad Hootenanny, came on Crypt in the late 90s. The Younger Brothers before that. I got off a compilation called Psychedelic States, Georgia in the 60s. Name of the track is called Go Away, originally released on the Wendy label, 1967. For that, Prophets of Old did Just Can't Wait, originally released on the East Side, West Side label, 1966. I got off a compilation, The Lost Generation, Volume 3. The Levi's before that, and I Don't Know. I got off a compilation, Michigan Mayhem, Volume 2. Originally released on the Radio label in 1966. And we kicked off the set with a track called Do You Like What You See by The Invasion. I got off a compilation, Psychotic Moose and the Soul Searchers. Came out on Past and Present about 20 years ago. Originally released on the Dynamic Sound label in 1967. Let's get back into it. Got about 15 minutes to go before Danny and Stephanie take over with the lounge. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Down, 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 down
7:57 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop dreck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs from 6 to 8 p.m. every Thursday evening. From 6 to 8. Yes. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Just heard Del Shannon from 1964 on the Amy label, and Handyman, his version of Handyman. Before that, the Scotsman, and I don't think they were the Scotsman from Minneapolis. I believe they were they would have been the Scotsman from the SeaTac area. They did Tough Enough. I got off the compilation Northwest Battle of the Bands Volume 3. It was originally released on the Panorama label in 1965. Before that, the Jelly Beans on the Redbird label from 1964. And I Want to Love Him So Bad. And then those lyrics kicked off this last set of the Jailbait. Take it easy there. But anyway, the lyrics kicked off the set with They Can't Hurt Me, originally released on the Era label. That was kind of a mid-major label. You too. Anyway, Stephanie's in the house with Danny. Yes, and they're going to be bringing you the lounge. Anyway, let me finish this. I've been trying a couple of times to finish this. The lyrics did They Can't Hurt Me, originally released on the Era label in 1965. I got off the CD version of Back from the Grave, Volume 1. Anyway, it's 7:59. The lounge is next. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure was mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.